All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Who's on the Lord's Side. The subject or topic on the table today is health is wealth versus health is for the wealthy. And I'm going to tell you all now why this subject has come on my mind, or why this is the subject for today. I thought about this subject really when I was going to just simply revisit They Clone Tyrone. And the reason I wanted to revisit They Clone Tyrone is because they're doing a lot of construction in my area. I live on the borderline of Queens and Long Island. And let me tell you, being on the borderline of Queens and Long Island, you know, Long Island gets taken care of construction-wise faster and better, I guess, especially for their tax dollars, compared to NYC or the Queens side. So believe me, living here close to 15 years, I know these potholes are supposed to turn into Grand Canyons and all kind of things. Like, you're supposed to drive down the block and almost feel like you're landing in the land of the lost, because literally that's how bad the potholes are. You know, like, a lot of incidences have to happen before somebody from City Hall comes and does something about it. So the fact that in the past year, I would say from last summer, definitely into fall. Once winter came, they stopped for obvious reasons. I guess it's cold, rain, snow, whatever the reasons. And now that spring is back, they're constructing again. It just made me think. I'm like, you guys just keep digging and digging and digging and digging underground. I'm like, so one day in front of my block, you know, I had to drive out. And the thing is, where my house is kind of technically like a dead end. Like, it's on the street. It's on the main street. So let's say my street was Main Street. My house is on Main Street. But technically, when you're on Main Street in this section, you turn in and it's like a cul-de-sac on Main Street, or like a dead end block on Main Street. Where what I'm basically saying to you is that when we come out, we have to come out into the main line of traffic. So the main line of traffic would be us driving out to the main road, making a right or a left to go to the highway or wherever it is we want to go. I'm trying to paint a scenario. So one day as we were leaving, or people were trying to leave, we couldn't leave. And we could not leave because the construction workers were digging so deep into the ground that they cut up the whole sidewalk. Now, I'm not saying that construction workers will do that. I'm not saying that that's never happened before. But then there were these planks that were placed. And when we were allowed to finally leave out, I drove over, and when I drove over, something told me to look down. And when I looked down, when I told you they were so deep in this ground, I said, hold on, ain't nothing holding me up right now but some boards, like a whole SUV. Like, ain't nothing holding up this, like, full-size SUV or whatever, but this planks or whatever. When I looked down, it's construction workers, and they just keep digging down. There's no flood. There's no pipe burst. It's nothing like that. They've just been digging. So I decided to just start looking around, and the websites like NYC, and just see who's digging where. Like, can I find out who's construction? Like, is there any way we could find out how long construction is going on? Because when I told you it was going on for months and this doesn't happen, like, why do you care? Why the hell do you care? That's my point. Y'all always left us with potholes and dents and bumps and scrumps, and y'all ain't never give a damn about nobody. Now all of a sudden, oh, we're gonna fix things, we're gonna dig down in the ground, we're gonna do this. What's going on here? All these new businesses popping up, and these new businesses also having construction all around them. I noticed that I'm also behind a truck yard that's behind me. That's also behind a yard. I'm near main highway, and we're also by JFK. As I'm talking, I'm literally trying to, it's rush hour. The planes are rushing in. So you have a truck yard here. You have JFK over there, not too far, literally 10 minutes away, 15 minutes away. You have a highway here. You have a mall that's literally connected to the truck yard. You could just hop over. And nothing but streams and stuff behind that. You know, like, when I think about the area, and also when I went to these construction sites, some of these were city mandated construction. And it tells you if it's businesses, a lot of them is businesses or whatever the real situation, if it's a pipe burst. And it also is supposed to tell you how long it's going on for. And then it tells you that there's governmental ones, which I'm not saying that governmental ones they don't do governmental ones, but the ones that they were doing in our area, it didn't seem like there was much information on it, but the government was coming in and digging, is what I'm telling you. It didn't say state of New York. I live in New York. It says the government is digging and they're doing all of this. And when you look at the digging sites, it looks like if somebody had the chicken pox. Because, like, plagued. And I'm like, since when? Since when? You know, like, it's always was complaint from Brooklyn to Queens to, I don't know about Staten Island. Staten Island's a part of the five boroughs, but it's always, but since when did y'all care? So I started watching They Clone Tyrone. And then I started to watch it in a different sense other than they're cloning people and they're doing this and this other stuff. And I started to find out the other main points that we're trying to make, especially the homeless. Well, I wouldn't call him homeless, but some people say he was a bum. But his name was Frog, and he sat in front of the store. And Frog sat in front of the store, and every time Fontaine came around, he had a fine, a styrofoam cup, and he would just say something to Fontaine. But these things he would say to Fontaine is supposed to go over a lot of people's heads. But what you come to realize in time, even Fontaine as well, is that there was actually clues and riddles. And the first thing he said to Fontaine was, it's in the water, young blood, it's in the water. Now, saying that something is in the water or it's in the water is something that we have been saying in the community, in the world, but especially in the African-American community, on and off, especially back in the day for me, for a very long time. And it simply means, like, even if all the girls, a lot of girls are getting pregnant at one time, oh, must be something in the water. If the men is, you know, something with the men and we just notice the girls are talking, must be something in the water. And it's like, you know, I say it all the time, cliches and things that people were saying in this past. And sometimes after a while you hear it, and it's just like, it's just a saying, it's just a cliche or whatever. But is there something really in the water? So in the movie I was watching, I'm like, I didn't really see no connection with water. Now, remember, he also, Frog, gave Fontaine the clue of straighter is greater, young blood, straighter is greater. And I'm like, straighter is greater. These are riddles. That's why some people are riddle people, and I was a person that studied riddles when I was younger, or you're just a sleuther or you're just a mystery person, but what are you saying? What does that mean? Like, you can't, what they would want you to do is dismiss him as the drunk in front of the store, homeless man, down on his times, who's just rambling a bunch of nonsense, but really he is not. He is more than well aware of what is going on in the community. Straighter is greater. Something Fontaine ain't put together until they realized that it was the perms, okay? So the perms that they were giving the African-American women was putting them in a state of euphoria or something, doing something to the neurosenses. We found out later that it was something also in the food. They said specifically the chicken, but don't please stop at the chicken. And this is where I'm going from this episode talking about is health is wealth versus is health for the wealthy. And please, please, like, follow me and just stick with me, and I'm gonna get to this point, but I gotta build it up. So then he brings all these other points to Fontaine. He finds out the truth. This is not what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about it. It's the water part when he said it's in the water. So for me, long story short, I'm a water drinker. How I came all to all of this, anyway, I'm a water drinker. I'm an avid water drinker. I drink water more than anything. I don't, not the type of person that sit there and do certain things or eat certain things. I notice this now in my life. Like, since I come to the Word, I've cut out pork and I cut out shellfish and I cut out all those things, you know, in trying. It took me some time, but, you know, just trying that at first, I changed my diet. But then honestly, as I got older, my body has changed and there's a lot of things that my body doesn't really take to. So while a ginger ale might be good or something like that, like, I don't really like soda so much. Juice is good as far as flavorful to me, but it's not a lot of juices that I'm just like dying to stock up on. But for me, the most number one satisfying beverage on this earth, like number one, I don't care if you're talking about alcohol, I don't care what it is. Like, if you want to talk about for me, like for me, for my body, like what gets it to, you know what I'm saying? And just like octane and sang out. And cry out, it's water. Like, it's water for me all day. And I love me some water. And I drink a lot of it. So finding out from the doctor that their preference, the doctor's preference was glass bottled water over plastic bottled water, which is the brand or type of plastic I drink out of plastic bottles. I drink Poland Spring. That was the one that I drank. And that they don't. I said, oh my goodness. I said, well, what kind of bottle, what kind of water you drink? Like, there's Pellegrinos, there's sparkling waters that come out of bottles, but I was not aware of glass bottled water. And so they said, well, the doctor said it was like a light water or something that they drink. They showed it to me that day. I said, okay, whatever. I had to Google it. It was expensive. So I asked around to my friends, especially on Facebook, and my homegirl was like Mountain Valley Water, whatever. So I tried it out. I'm really trying to get to the long story short. I finally got a chance to try it out, especially, listen, it's a little bit more pricey. Now we're going to talk about health versus wealth versus health is for the wealthy. I want everybody to stick with me and follow with me now. So I said, listen, I want to try it out. Now, the whole thing in the understanding with plastic bottle water, because everybody says all water is water and water is water. But we should all know by now that that's not the case, whether it was Flint, Michigan, whether, you know, tap water. Come on, it's lead. Who's cleaning your lead pipes out? Yes, you could get Brita or whatever, but all water is not created equally. When it comes to water, there is levels to that ish. And so me being a water drinker, I said, let me try it out. So I did give it a try. Because the understanding was that plastic bottled water, you know, is plastic. So it has all kinds of toxins and contaminations in it. And the longer that your water sits in it, especially you don't know how long it's been bottled in there for or what temperatures it's been stored at and for how long, especially through travel, like it looks like bottled water and everything. What could have happened to it as far as things leaking and seeping into the water. Now, if I'm an avid water drinker and I drink water all the time, especially plastic bottled water, this should concern me. Now, if I wasn't the type of person who drank water all the time, especially plastic bottled water, blah, 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 I'd be like, you know, in the small, moderate of time that I drink it, I don't care. But I did care. So I tried this water and y'all, let me tell you something. Within like 30 minutes to an hour, I felt like brain fog literally lifted from my head. And I'm sharing this with you all because I was surprised. Not only that, it was so delicious. I told everybody who cared to know, especially the people, my friends I shared with on Facebook, like I finally tried this water and oh my gosh, like I'm ready to just change my budget around, as I told them, to simply just keep this water in my life. Not only is it delicious and it's good, especially when it's cold and it's crisp and it's just so pure. Because I'll be honest with you, even my Poland Spring was starting to taste funny. Like my Poland Spring that I felt like I stored as normally as I do all the time. Recently, even being stored cold, because I like my beverages, well, I could drink it anyway, but I really like it chilled or some kind of cool. It was having like some kind of funny taste. And I said, well, maybe I got a bad batch. But I feel like in the past year, I got a few more bad batches or two of Poland Spring. So I drank this one. I was like, oh, man. But not only that, I just feel like in my body responded to it. And that's something that stood out to me as well, because I said, wow, brain fog. I feel like my brain was just, I was alert. I was more moving around. This is within an hour of drinking this water. And also, I drink this water. I drink water often. So I drink this water in moderation within an hour. You know what I'm trying to say? And since this time, I have not drank any other water. And I'm not saying like it's cleared my health and I'll never get sick again, but I'm just saying I never believed that brain fog was a real thing. I thought that was just something that people said when they felt fatigued or tired. But honestly, your diet, the thing. So it's funny because I had watched Daycon Tyrone for the second time, maybe about a week before that. But when I had that epiphany, especially after I compared that water, the Poland Spring, and Poland Spring tasting like geyser water, not Poland Spring tasting like something I don't, oh my God, I can't believe it. And this was all in the same day that I drank this and drank that, and I said, no, I don't want it anymore. I'm not telling, here's the thing with America where I'm talking about health is wealth versus health is for the wealthy. You're just talking about me, talking about changing my own self or diet or water, simply water for me. This water, just to change it, is going to cost me more. I have to change my budget around, and I want to. I want this water. I want to do that for myself. There's not only just minerals in it. Glass bottled water is honestly a little harder for you to carry around. You're going to have to be a little more careful with it. Or as I found out, this water also comes home delivery. So just like Poland Spring has home delivery, the Mountain Valley Water has home delivery as well in glass bottles with dispensers. And I'm thinking that's the route I'm going to go in the future. But for now, it seems to be budget friendly. Now, but what about families that have maybe 10, 12, 8, whatever people, and you have a budget to stick to in a house? This is what I'm trying to say about like health is for the wealthy. So then I'm going to jump to this next point because this is important. I need you all to hear me say this before I get too boring for somebody. There was a doctor. I started to just, like, I'm not vegan or anything like that. There's a lot of things, like I said, I cut out my diet. But now that I felt my body just responding to this thing and feeling more optimal and simple water drinking and hearing Frog from, they call Tyrone saying it's in the water, young blood, it's in the water. It all came back to it's in the water. I'm like, yeah, if it's in the water and just simply changing my water made me feel like this, like what else could I change to make me feel most optimal? And then all of a sudden, the Lord made me stumble upon, after my doctor said the thing about the water, stumbling upon another woman, a doctor. She's a cancer specialist, and she promotes she cares for people who have cancer, obviously, and she also tries to help people to be healthier or have more healthier eating habits. For her, it's eating. So all she simply does is, I see her on social media, is just talk about what she eats in a day or what doctors be eating in a day. Now, I've seen a lot of content creation by doctors and healthcare workers where they may be mocking patients in a funny way. I understand everybody needs to joke and laugh and get through their day. I know people probably say, you know, this and that, but the way she does this is very simple. So what I notice about this doctor, and I need you all to hear me, is this is her story, that when her mother was pregnant with her, her doctor advised her mother at a certain point during the pregnancy to take a new drug or pill that was on the market for pregnant mothers to take so that they would not miscarry. So the understanding is, if you take this drug, you will not miscarry your baby. So her mother took the drug, did not miscarry the baby. But 16 years, this is why people say things about like the COVID vaccine. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but anything that's new, even like birth control pills, there's a lot of things that get recalled later. I'm not going to just stick it on COVID, but we have to be honest. Like lawsuits come out later because, 10 years later, this person got this. If you ever got this, call this the lawyer, law office, blah, blah, blah. We can't say we have not seen this. Like, we'd be lying if we said that, right? By age 16, she went to the doctor. The doctor called her in. It was a regular doctor and her mom, and said, you took this drug because, or did you take this drug during the time that you were pregnant? Because it was around the time that your child would have been, or you would have been conceived with your child when it was more popular. And the mom said, yes. And there was a new study that had came out that said that the drug that she had took, her mother had took while she was pregnant with her, that was supposedly good, everything with good intention is, the road to hell. Like I always say, is paved with good intention. We don't want you to miscarry, so take this pill because we want you to be happy. It turns out that any child or any woman that took it and conceived a child successfully that had took that drug, that child was now more susceptible to getting cancer than any other child that was born during that time. And so it made not only her mother scared, but also her scared at 16 about, like, they just put her on some, you're at a very high risk to get cancer. Now, this is a very sensitive, tough topic for a lot of people, so I don't want to get anybody upset. Even my own grandmother passed away from breast cancer, so I don't want to just talk about this like in a way that's just light, but this was her story. This is what inspired her to be a cancer doctor or a cancer specialist. Well, right now she's a cancer specialist. And so when I tell you the way this woman lives today, she doesn't have any cancer. As far as she's 65 years old, she found out this new when she was 60. This is how the doctor lives in a way that we as a simple people will not be able to live. But this is what she does. And this is a woman who does research. This is a woman who's already scared straight from her own experience of being probably being predisposed to this, especially after her mother taking this drug when her mother was pregnant with her. And then you're coming into a profession where you're actually studying it and seeing it in real time, what it can do to you. This is how this woman lives. When she goes to bed at night, she literally turns off all the electricity to her house. Now, this is what I want to say. Before you say anything about paranoia, before you say anything about this, this is what I got to say about what kind of money I got to get that I got to rewire my entire house to be able to turn off all the electricity at night. Of course, we have more questions like, What if there's AC, do you have a backup generator or the other items you use at night? This is how she wake up in the morning. She don't wake up with a normal alarm clock. She don't wake up by her cell phone like you and I or any of these chargers or any of that stuff. Do you know how she wakes up? She uses a regular alarm clock that does not radiate light or does not have Wi-Fi. In other words, she uses an old school clock. She is winding up her clock at night. And it does the bzzz, 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 or the old school, whatever it is. She doesn't do all that. Okay. And when it comes to even like the foods that she eats or she uses EMF spray. EMF spray is supposed to help get you some of that stuff off of your, we do so much screen time, you know, and you know what would kill, not only, listen to what I'm saying about when I said health is wealth and health is for the wealthy. We can say she's going all out. She's doing too much. She's super paranoid that our grandmamas and our great daddies and grandmamas and pappies ain't having to do none of that. Probably drank and smoke every day for some years, ate chitlins or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say, whatever. But my point is, everybody got story telling. They probably lived like till like 80 years old and never caught a cancer. Maybe caught something else or arthritis or diabetes, but never caught that. But that's her other point. She's not trying to catch chronic illness. It's not just cancer for her. All chronic illnesses. And she just simply says that she's trying to live until she's 126 years old. I want to say this to you all Are there unhealthy rich people? Yeah. Do they eat unhealthily? Sure. Do they just do unhealthy habits, period, in life as far as their vices, from drugs to alcohol to God only knows? We see Diddy. You know what I'm saying? We and who's in the news and things that's going on. Yeah, sure. Absolutely, yes. But there is something about the rich that they want to live, and they want to live a long time, and they want to live forever, which is why they're able to skip the lines and go ahead of people on organ donations lists at hospitals by just simply making a large donation. Everybody knows that. That's not a secret. Okay. Organ harvesting, people don't even know, from people go missing for a lot of reasons, but a large reason is for organs. As for organ harvesting, and there's other reasons as well. This woman intentionally went into a field where she could research, study, and know from the front and back how to stay healthy, how to stay alive. And she didn't come from no rich family, as far as I can understand. And most of all, by the time she made it to a position of what she wanted to be, which was the doctor, she is now financially in a position to, not like everybody else. Again, like some people with 10, 12, 8, 4, 5, even 3 people in a family these days get farm-grown eggs and blueberries every day for the family. Everything that is practically healthy. And she looks healthy. And her kids look healthy. And, you know, I'm not saying everything that she does and she eats is that. But I just said, when I looked at it, I said, to be able to have a switch to turn off, because most people know that you shouldn't keep your phone by you when you're sleeping. I mean, whether you're just that person who happened to fall asleep, but yeah, there is radioactive waste coming off of these things. You know what I'm saying? And she researches, like all doctors do. And some doctors, they sound crazy and they sound stupid. I'm not saying all doctors are perfect, and I'm not saying that they all know what they're doing. We all know malpractice suits are real. And just some doctors don't listen, and they don't always care for whatever reason. And there's also good doctors and healthcare workers too. But my point is, at the end of the day, like she's in a position where, boy, I wish I had the kind of money where I could install something. What? Is she paranoid? Yeah, she probably is. But at the end of the day, the food that we're eating. Now, I'll give you another example. I don't want to be this person, but I follow this group, and this was like a long time ago, and I still follow it because the feeds come up, and it's called Cheap Meal Ideas. And the Cheap Meal Ideas is for families, large or small, that's just looking for meals to make for the family for the week, from breakfast, and sometimes they're having even other family come visit for the month, whatever. Just what can I do? What can I make with just this much? Or I just have this in the fridge because somebody helped me. Just put something together, blah, 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 etc. And they do. And when I tell you America, it has such, with food, when it comes to food and feeding, like everybody's feeds, you know, doing so much to try to pay their bills and do this and do that. If they can't keep their credit up, pay their debt off. You know what I'm trying to say? Especially maybe try to have a good time if they can even afford to. That when it comes to sometimes feeding the family and stuff, you have to really budget. Because the roof is important. You know what I'm saying? Some of these things are important. Eating is important too, but we can budget that more than we can the mortgage or the rent. That's a little bit set. That price is a little bit set. So now you have people just, how do we do this, how do we do that? And when I tell you why people are making it and they're getting people fed through the night, this cancer patient or some doctors, because like, I don't want to say I can't see how people catch the cancer, God forbid, or any kind of chronic illness or high blood pressure or cholesterol, especially looking at social media and Facebook with these mukbangs and the TikTok made me do it. Boy, let me tell you. No. And the crazy thing about it is they say all the time, like they used to be that old time saying, that's what I'm saying about these cliches. Oh, if you hang around the barbershop long enough, you liable to get a lineup or something. And it's true. You hang around barbershop long enough, even me, I might not want to cut it all the way off. But even me, who's a woman who's never kind of like tapered or whatever the back of her neck is, I might say, you know what? I think mine's is a little long right here. Could you just make it clean for me? You know what I'm saying? Or you just hang around long enough. And that's just what they done hung around sick people enough. You understand what I'm saying about the doctor? Not only does she have the own fear, but it's like my mom or other people that work in healthcare. When you done seen enough people done sit there in dialysis. And that don't even change every healthcare worker, but there's some people that just be scared to death, or they just be, I want to say scared straight. I don't want to say scared, but it's just like, it's not even to mock the people that's been through it. It's just, no, like simply just because they didn't eat a fruit or a vegetable, this or that. And this is how they think. And the rest of us are just trying to eat to make it through another day and not realizing that the things that we do today is going to catch up with us tomorrow. I can't tell nobody what to eat. And when I'm saying healthy, I want people to hear me and say, I'm not saying lose 100 pounds. See, these airplanes just keep coming in. I'm not saying lose 50 pounds. I'm not saying you got to be slim. It's not even about having an ass. It's, ooh, Lord, ass is in the Bible. But y'all have to understand what I'm trying to say. It's about health. Diabetes is abound in the African-American community. You know what I'm saying? High blood pressure and cholesterol. It makes absolutely no sense, you know? And you have to think about these things. No, I can't afford no house. I'm still thinking about her turning off the electricity in her house at night. Because they wanted to know, like me, what about the refrigerator? What happens about the... They haven't answered yet. That's how fancy, huh? And you know... Oh, let me tell you, health is for the wealthy. I mean, like, if you want to... They want to live forever. They want to... Even Walt Disney, if you want to believe it or not, but you know what he did, want to freeze his head because he knew... Look at 2024. Was he lying? Oh, please. They want to live forever if they could, even if they could get recloned or whatever. Okay? The woman said, she was talking about the night and the doctor of the night, blah, 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 my night routine. And she talking about, I just took a shower. Then she turned around talking about some purified water. She done got her whole filtration system in her house to be. But you know what? I'm not shocked. Because when I had drank the Mountain Valley water and my soul was like, dead ass. Ooh, ass is in the Bible. I thought about when I was reading the ancient book of Jasher, and I thought about how the king Aegeus was in love with a woman. I can't remember what European country she was from, but he just like met her and he just swept her off her feet and said, you come back home with me, you're gonna be my queen. And she was like, all right, whatever, that's cool with me. Well, you know. And so it just so happened she didn't like their water. And she was like, your water is terrible. I want my water back from my land. Like, I can't bathe in this. I can't do nothing in this water. I can't brush my teeth in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't wish nothing. So King, having resources and minions and all of this, made it so, especially dealing with her country back home and her family, the queen is not happy here. I refuse to let her up. So we're going to have to find us a way to get this water up over here. And so they found an irrigation system literally from Africa to Europe, but it was like, you know, like the advance. That's why I say you gotta stop thinking that the people of the past were not advanced, because they very wish was. And all this beautiful water then came up to her. This the water now that she drank. This the water that she bathed in. This the water. I said, oh my, when I drank the mountain valley water, boy, I wanted to dive in it. I wanted to die. I wanted to do everything in it except for contaminate it. So damn, if I get in it, I'm contaminated. But you get what I'm saying. That water was just so good. And I thought about that story. What kind of water make you think about an ancient story? I'm trying to tell you. They say it's in the Wichita. Water. In the Wichita Valley. I don't even know where it is. Child, listen. Y'all better not ever let me get there. My contaminated. I just throw my whole body in like a tea bag. She doing too much on tonight. But for real though, it was the Mountain Valley water for me. And when I think about the cheap meals, the ideas thing, and people just trying to survive in nature, they're just trying to eat. Long story short, getting back to being serious now, for real. And this being poisoned. People said a long time ago, canned foods, we should leave alone. I'm not the one to be on a health enthusiast. I told you my change in diet started out with me trying to try the mosaic dietary laws, the unclean and clean. If you don't understand what I was trying to say, I mean the laws of Moses and what he claimed and said by the word of God was to be clean and unclean food. That's how I started. But now when I think about it, even when I started to do that, I noticed a change. I'm going to be honest with you. And to the point now, I don't even miss it. So then I started to say, well, if I go vegan, like, you know, maybe when I do that, I'm still out on it. And you know why? Because it just frustrates me. It's not that vegan is a bad thing. It's just, I don't want to be the vegan that's not... Don't tell me that this doesn't happen, because it does. I saw this. We roasted her. I'm sorry, but I did too. I don't want to be the vegan that's out here getting the mushrooms and then sitting there trying to manipulate the large mushrooms to look like jerk chicken, because that's what she did. Put them, she opened them up, washed them up, whatever she did. Then she put them on skewers, and then she like literally put peppers and some kind of jerk marinade or whatever on it, and then she put it in the oven. And I guess by eye, if you have never experienced or seen Jamaican jerk before, you might have believed that it was Jamaican jerk, but it was just like ridiculous. So they want to know, why is you keep shaping your vegetables into meat? It's almost as if psychologically y'all still miss meat and need to manipulate stuff to either taste or look like meat. So that's not saying that you're not happy to be vegan, but I don't know that I just want to be happy. I need to eat good, and I need to be satisfied in what I eat. I don't want to manipulate the apple into a turkey. I don't understand. I don't know how else to put it without, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect nobody. Like, I'm not trying to turn the cabbage into a ham just because I glazed it with teriyaki sauce and let it bake in the oven for 20 minutes. Like, this is what I'm saying. And I think I'm getting off topic, but health is wealth versus health is for the wealthy. My point is, and it's always going to be, that even when it comes to, like, if you need an organ, like, it's not to say that you can't buy your health, but I feel like in our community, in our African-American community, between the fast food, the McDonald's, you know, the things of that nature. But unfortunately, it's also what you can afford. It doesn't mean that you want to feed your family these things. It's just, what can you afford to feed your family? So my advice would be the same low-key advice that they cloned Tyrone was actually giving people in the movie, which was to simply be aware and just try to do better. Like, for one, I changed my water. I did not master anything. Please do not even think you're listening to somebody that's like, oh, you need to get like me, like I did this, and you need to, because that doesn't help anyone. And that's what I thought I was, I'd be with this delivery, this is what I'm trying to do to hopefully help somebody. I'm not here to fat shame. I'm not here to body shame nobody, or what they call it, body shaming, right? I'm not here to do anything like that. What I'm here is just raise awareness of the fact of how certain people in this world, especially this doctor, all doctors have to research, but that's all they're doing all the time is getting all the new and updated information. How you think even in They Clone Tyrone, they're talking about eugenics? This is a little off topic, but it's not. The main character, the scientist, the genetics scientist that was the original, who Fontaine was cloned after, he even said it, like they were trying to turn eventually in time black people into white people. And the reason why scientist Fontaine brought this idea to the elites is because of his brother Ronnie, if I'm not mistaken it was his name, passing away, and the white officers just leaving him there for dead. It was a wound that could have been treated, but I guess in his eyes he felt like because Ronnie was the wrong color. So he said, it's not enough for us to think the same. Like, it's not enough for, and I guess what he meant by that for is it's not enough for, I think, this is what he's saying. It's not enough for we all to come together like BLM or something. It's not enough for us all to think the same, or for people to come together and think the same and be like, yes, we all agree and think the same that this should not be anymore. So much as if we are all the same, and all the same meaning all the same, like how could we all, thinking the same is one thing. How can we all be the same if we're all one unique individual, unless you're talking about a certain type? And I guess he just felt like make everybody white. That way, if everybody's white, then the white, then there's no such thing as Asian, black, Hispanic, which they used to call, I'm not going to say that the derogatory term, a lot of derogatory terms for a lot of these colors, that's not white, period. Let's just be honest. Then if we all, then we won't have a problem. And then see, that was a problem for a lot of people when they were trying to dissect the movie They Clone Tyrone, because it was like saying, I guess if you was going to present that project to the elite as in we just got to make everybody one way and they should make everybody one way as white. He even said he sold his soul to the devil, the elite. You know what I'm saying? Just to, you know. Why does every scientist have a problem? So for scientist Fontaine, it was Ronnie. And for Frankenstein, who was it? Who inspired Frankenstein to be the person who tried to make a monster or someone who could live forever? Frankenstein's mother. If you go back to the story of Frankenstein, you'll find that Frankenstein's mother passed away when he was young Frankenstein, before he went to medical school, and he could not. He had such a close bond with his mother. He and his mother were so imprinted that when she passed away, he could not understand it. He could not. Now, you know what? You can't even blame nobody. Some people understand that and have walked through that. But unless you have, you don't know. And even I can't speak on it. You understand? But that hurt him in such a way that he said he was going to go to doctor school anyway. He was going to find a way to make it so that the person lives. Why do people die? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Why do people die? So sometimes you have people or doctors who go into, or scientists who go into this kind of a frenzy. The same way people say, I want to be a cop because somebody might have unalive their mother or father, or because their father was one and protected a lot of people. Some people are really inspired, and that was Frankenstein's one. And when he got to medical school, a lot of his teachers and professors were ready to kick him out. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, he was kicked out and brought back, or they was definitely threatened to be kicked out several times because of the unorthodox and unmoral and unethical things that he was willing to do and the questions he was asking and some of the experiments that they caught him doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? And later on, we know what he created. And that thing that he created ended up turning on him. And the reason for that is for the same reason that most creations that scientists create turn on them, because they were created, they don't understand why their being is just, they don't, you know, they're under the full sense of you're my dad, but really it's just a scientist that just really wants to study you. And then by the time they get free from the lab or break out into the world, they realize that it's not a life. It's not a quality life. It's not a quality life worth living as far as happiness. If you're being mocked or ridiculed, and then they come back, and what do they try to do? Sometimes it's a case of orchestrators try to destroy the creator. Okay, so my point is with Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein, and Dr. Scientist Fontaine is sometimes the motivation for the project is not necessarily sane or ethical, logical, but it's certainly not going to stop them, especially if they have the powers that be up top that's ready to take them on the offer. So when it comes back to health is wealth and health is for the wealthy, I mean, for me, it just keeps going back to what does America do? America has a problem. We say people are homeless, and especially New York City has a large homeless problem, but like hunger is a problem not only around the world, but everywhere, even in America. They keep saying big brother, big brother, big brother, but a lot of people are paying so much money. It's just so much to feed, and you have to feed everybody. You have to find ways, you have to chop corners. And I'm looking at this doctor, and I'm not hating on her, and that's great that, you know, she decided at age 16, like, you know, I wouldn't say it's great, because it almost comes off like she lived a life of paranoia and fear and just like having to just wonder, you know, do I have cancer? So on top of all the things she do, she also takes supplements, she works out, not heavily, but just weight, you know, she stresses things like going out, vitamin D, just getting simple sun in nature, which is also true, and stress, because stress does kill. I know people know that, and again, stress kills. Another cliche that people think is just something that people say, but the truth of the matter is, like, laughter is medicine. You see, another cliche, but it's true. Like, you have to laugh or get some fresh air, get out more, because a lot of things that we're designed to do, work, this, that, is indoors. You know, a lot of people have to either, they're either outdoor people or they have to rethink themselves to be outdoors. And not just outdoors to go run errands, but like, it seems like it's a lot of simple things, but it's not. And no matter how healthy you are, you can always get hit by a bus or, God forbid, pushed in front of a train, like where I live here in New York City. So we can't always say that that's the case. But all I'm simply saying is, compared to what, even when they get all fancy and they eat their foods, it's smaller portions. And it doesn't have to be tasty, but they're not saying McDonald's, and, you know, I'm not trying to be funny, but, you know, but they're just not doing that. They're not. Now, if they're alcohol binging and pill popping, I'm not trying to, you know, encourage anybody or trigger. That's a different story. Like I said, all of them are not healthy. But if you want to talk about some, you know, when they have, who has access to healthy stuff, turning a light off, purified water to take a shower. The rest of us is taking water and acid mixed with God only knows what else. I guess it's diluted with water. So the doctor says that she wants to live until she's 126 years old. And the last time I checked, I believe she's 106. Girl, you are tired. She's 65 years old. Or maybe 68. And the only reason I say this is because if you follow the page, like, you know, the algorithms, they bounce around a lot, right? So sometimes everything isn't in real time, so much as depending on who's commenting or engaging. Older posts may pop up as a newer post when it's really not new. So I've seen the 63rd birthday celebrated and the 65th birthday celebrated. But also, you can tell that there is this obsession with it. You know, not, it doesn't have to be an unhealthy obsession, but it is something that is very much in the forefront of the mind every single day. So the same thing with this doctor, which she says, I kind of like it too. She says she strives for vitamin D. And while everybody thinks just vitamin D is like, oh yeah, go outside and get some sun, which is the best vitamin D. It's not just that, but it's vitamin D, meaning D equals discipline. D is for discipline. So, you know, the discipline of it all. I don't get anything from it, from her. And also the co-workers that she works with, that she also talks about the things that they eat specifically, like maybe for lunch, you know what I mean, or for breakfast. And those things are very interesting to see. I hear doctors talk. It's a little bit different when you kind of take the time to see what they eat. So this is the thing that kind of got me engaged, you know. And then I found out her story. But then I started to, like, just see things for what it is and say, well, maybe if I wanted to eat like this every day, you know. Like, sometimes she's steaks. Red meat isn't perfect for everybody, but she does love sweet potatoes and she loves steak with natural butter. Everything's organic, farm-grown eggs, every vegetable, fruit. I mean, she has the whole family on this thing because, obviously, she's been in this position for 20-something years and she's been obsessed with this since 16 years old. But everybody looks good. Like, even her daughter, I know you had, like, we all just be like, you know, like, black doesn't crack or whatever. But they're doing very well as far as, like, if you could tell. I don't know if plastic surgery and what's not, but I could tell that a lot of it isn't. You know what I mean? I'm just going to be honest with you. I could just tell that a lot of it isn't. I could tell she takes care of her teeth. I could tell she likes to take care of her hair. But, I mean, from what I can tell, she's just somebody that just takes care of herself. But, again, compared to other people, how we are taught. Like, there's a book that was written, and I think they celebrated the anniversary of the book recently, Rich Dad versus Poor Dad. I don't want to say unhealthy dad versus healthy dad, or healthy mom versus unhealthy mom, or that kind of thing, because I might have stretched that out a little bit, but you get the idea, you know what I mean? Health is wealth. Health is wealth because, like, it's priceless. But also, in today's times, it just seems like, even I was telling my friends and family on social media, which was Facebook, that I started juicing recently, and then I went to the store to get more fruits and veggies so that I could basically stock up for the week and do my juicing, only to find out that I spent about $85 bucks. Yeah, we had to take it to Bluey's language, you know, $85 bucks on fruits and veggies, which, again, when you're looking at it, you're like, it's so much. It is easier to just go get a McDonald's cheeseburger and all this, you know, but in the long run, and also my generation is diabetes. I think I've mentioned this before. I can't say what my health is going to be when I check out. I can't even say that I'm going to make it to 126 like this doctor. But I will say that it seems to be like a mindset within them that they want to live a long life, whether it's to enjoy their money, whether it's just to see their grandkids grow. And it's always been like that with humans. You know that, right? Like, that they want to live forever. Nobody really wants to die, even though we know that there is eternal life. Us believers here on the podcast, we know that there is eternal life ahead, but most, you know, if they don't believe that, right, where is it that they want to get their most life? They want to get it here. And it's amazing. And also, not only do they want to get their best life and live a long life, they're also in the process of trying to create a world, whether it's the New World Order or whatever. I didn't say this, doctor, but the elite, even trying to create a world where they could live longer in the world that they actually want to actually live in. You know, if they could, and bring people back with the science and all this nonsense and stuff. So, but they don't want to try to live forever by God's way or God's plan of things, which is to just go through this one cycle of understanding, this simulation. There's a lot of simulations, there's matrix, whatever you want to call it, but there's still, God still has created an ultimate simulation that we cannot ignore, which is the fall of man and what happens when we are not in the good graces, and the, you know, what happens when we are under the lordship of the serpent. As I mentioned in a previous episode, we are not under the lordship of the Messiah, not just yet till he returns, which is why I said this is not my world yet. The prince of this world, the ruler of this world, not the Messiah. The world was handed over to Satan when Adam fell. It was Adam's world. Satan was jealous. He caused him to fall. He took the world over. And this is where we are. So they want to live forever, but not according to how God has designed it to be. And of course, like, again, I'm going to stress it. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in paradise, or your paradise is not God's paradise, then, you know, you're trying to get everything that you want to get here, which is all this, they want to go live in Mars, and they want to be transhuman, and all of this, and all this, it's an obsession. And this obsession goes back to a scripture. This is Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, where it says here, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time from refraining or refraining from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. All of this is so true. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Now, this is the point that I want to get to here. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he had set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 for me. He hath made everything beautiful in his time, and he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. He has set the world in their heart. And there's some translations that say he has set eternity in their heart, in the sense of that wanting to live forever is already inside of you. It's already there. It's a natural thing to want. The human wants it. The human desires it, especially the elite. That's why they go to adrenochrome and this and this and every single solitary thing to try to gain power, youth, anything, health. You know how many of theirs health has failed several times until they even did some ritual, got some virgin or whatever the situation is. They're obsessed with health. And I can't say what organization or anything this doctor is in. I could just simply say that when she said, when they asked her, how long are you trying to live till? And it's probably because they know this and they heard it said it before, but they just be catching her off guard. She turns to the camera and she looks, she said 126. Whether she makes it, she does. Well, bless her heart, if she makes it, she does. But this is what she's trying to do. And she's on a... She goes to sleep. Yeah, I cannot get over this. She's going to sleep at night. And it has a switch to turn off all this. I would do that. I mean, you know, this is what you don't seem to understand. Why don't we have the power to do that so we could just simply save electricity on our Con Edison bills, for crying out loud? Or LIPA. What do you... Would they have like... Blah, 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 Long Island? That doesn't make any sense. How much you got to pay to... You know how many fathers in the 90s would have loved to have a switch to just turn the electricity off? They would have shut the whole house down at 5 p.m. We're going to eat dinner by candlelight. That, I mean, because electricity and radio waves and magnetic waves and UVs and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And you have devices everywhere and chargers and things going off like the microwave and even a damn air fryer that they swear is safe, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, nobody does that. And then you have people who are just like wired to where it's up at night. And the brain is foggy for so many things. It's not just food. It's the things that you drink. You maybe you're on medication. Some people are escaping. They have vices. They're alcoholics, or they just drink, or they just do something else. You know, so this isn't good. I'm just saying and speaking, especially for the African-American community, because let me tell you something else that I noticed. This water that I love so much that I have to now find my little budget and I'm going to work on it because I like it. I like it very much. I see a difference, like the scriptures say, in my countenance. I already see a difference in my countenance. Ain't that what they say in the scripture? That means in my visage, in my complexion. Yeah. But the other thing about this water is when I'm trying to fetch it, it ain't all. First of all, I want to get it in cases because I drink the water by the, you know what I'm saying? So I drink the waters. You ain't gonna give me, I don't need no 2-3 bottles. That's just wasting money anyway, and I need the waters. So I'm getting it by the case load. Come to find out, it's not every, my supermarket that I love the produce, I think compared to other, that's the other thing. Certain areas, certain communities have better produce, have better meats, right? Let's be honest, that are healthier and fresher than other lower area income or income areas, right? So I go there, and, you know, they just plastic bottle water, and that's fine. I'm not saying they don't have Pellegrino or the other ones, but they don't have it. And I don't even think the Costco had it. And I don't believe that the Walmart had it. I had to specifically get it from somewhere else. And it's glass bottle water. So you don't want to just keep bringing home like plastic bag. Like if they're not going to, you know, put it in a cardboard, you know. And the first two I had shipped to me. Because like I said, I had to already go around looking for it. If some stores had it or supermarkets had it, they had it in singular form. And some of them aren't even enough. That's what I said. I'm just going to get up into the online. So that just proved to me further that even where I'm getting it delivered from, I have to get it delivered from further. But then I went a step further and found out that I could do home delivery. I think I mentioned that before with a bottle dispenser. And I'm thinking, that's not in my budget right now. But, you know, I'm looking to do that in the long run. This is one change I've made. I've made a few changes. But I just talking to people because, you are what you eat. You know, they've been saying that for a long time. You are what you eat. These TikTok making a lot of people do a lot of things. Things is fun and stuff, but like later on, you know, I can't guarantee that I'm going to never catch any chronic illness. I pray God I don't. But at the same time, like what my old supervisor used to say, and I love the saying, and I will, he was not my supervisor. He was my union rep. Okay, he was my shop steward or my union rep. He used to always say that the prevention was better than the cure, right? Prevention is better than the cure. No matter how, see, that's another cliche. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord's trying to tell me to tell y'all something. Like, prevention is better than the cure. Better to prevent something than to catch something and have to cure it, man. Especially if you can't cure it because you could have just prevented it to begin with. Be proactive. Be proactive with your health as best as you can. Small changes. I guarantee you, everybody are listening to me right now, is not going to change overnight. And I don't expect that. But the point is sometimes just plant a seed because maybe later on somebody says something, whether it's 5 or 10 years from now, and then they turn over. Look how I decided. I mean, I never is a terrible, unhealthy eater, but I'm not the best. You know, and like I said, I just feel like I just changed my water, bro. I just changed the water that I love every day. Oh, my gosh, water. Everybody know me. I'm going to keep me some case of water. And I just realized, like, if I drink that much, simply if I just drink that much of it, and I love it so much. And even God said he's that life-giving water, that everlasting water. That's why when I came to the word of God, I was like, oh, man. Like, that definition in the fire, oh, man. Ever living, lasting water. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. But for it to just sit there and like I said, maybe my spirit was saying lately, I don't know. It tastes so funny sometimes. It gives me the taste sometimes like other waters have that I don't like. And I get that other minerals, other waters have minerals and pHs and stuff. They're all going to have each individual taste, but I just cannot go back. Now I just feel like when the doctors, when they be eating their stuff and they looking at their stuff. And, you know, I'm not judging anybody. You get what you can afford. I have to stress this because I don't want nobody to talk about, she kind of came up here. She's on my people's fat. She don't talk about you eating like this because you poor. No, I ain't say nothing like that. Stop lying, all right? Stop lying. Back up two, all right? 6 feet. Give me my distance because all I said was health is wealth. And it seems like these days where the price is going is that health is for the wealthy. But that should not stop somebody. It's just, I just am concerned about the families, you know, that large. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, just got to do what you got to do. Because I was the type of person, you know, when they were talking about go be vegan, they slide me this burger, bro, with some extra cheese just to get a vegan mad. You know, I bet just to get me mad, somebody just chugged two bottles of Poland Spring and said, burp, and I'm still here. Wench, well, you know what? That may very well be. And I'm happy for you, sis or bro. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't the point of this podcast. And y'all sure have more to say, but I'm just going to leave it there because, you know, I know I'm going to come back. No, that's it because that's it I want to say. I have got to put that in there. Like, they're killing us through the food. So many things. But let's think about what we need every single day to survive. And it's food and drink, right? And that's the thought I want to leave you on. Like, what we're eating and what we're drinking every single day, what we are consuming. other than the air that we breathe, that we need every single day to survive. You know what I mean? Like, you could say water, soap, and all that. Yeah, those stuff too. But, like, you know it would be the food first. You know what you drink, because you can't be dehydrated. You can't starve to death. If you know what I'm trying to, I'm talking about survival mode, and you need air to survive as well. Well, we can't change all up the air. Oh, the BMF spray. I don't know. She said she got BMS. When I tell you this woman, it's like she just, even the heating pads she used for her back, like they're of a certain ions with like jaded stones. Like, it's just, and this is just somebody who, like I said, have experience. I obviously have to have experience, obviously had a personal situation that scared her straight or made her be more proactive to say the, prevention is better than the cure. Even to the point that I'm going to put myself in a position of a career, you know, that's going to put me in a position where I could be way more knowledgeable in this. I'm already learning, but I want to be way more knowledgeable in this and also make enough money so that every single thing that I need to get that's so expensive or whatever, I'm able to get to make sure that I stay this way. And also, not only that, pass that generational wealth. Health is wealth, or health is for the wealthy, to the next generation, her children. Because then she also shows, like, you know what, because she didn't got them trained up, little soldiers. But they're not babies now. They're, like, grown, 20, you know. That's what I wanted to say. I just wanted to say it because it's important. It's important. Same way as what we're watching is important. It's the way, like, you know, less screen time, read books. Like, you know, little things they used to tell you before, because it ain't, you know how much the rich read? I just wish you, even this doctor, these doctors, they have to research, because it comes with the job, it comes with the territory. New things are changing all the time. Even lawyers, I'm sure they always have to read, and they always have to keep with the change a lot of times, because even laws change all the time. You always have to change the CDL and all these things, or whatever that law book was called, a CDL. But my point is, at the end of the day, is that, like, they read, and they're stumbling across the same way, like, I read all the time, and I stumbled across gems, and I shouted on this episode, they stumbled across so much gems that doesn't make any sense. You know, I was watching Seven Deadly Sins with Brad Pitt and Samuel L. Jackson the other day, and I remember Samuel L. Jackson, the detective, went into the library because he was looking into Dante, Inferno to get inspiration, but get into the mind of the serial killer, and to get a mind to, you know, what he was, a psychological thriller. And he went to the library, I guess it was like the police library, and he was watching all the guys up there, the cops, his friends. He was thinking about retiring. They let him in. They always let him in after hours to study and stuff. And he was saying to them, I can't believe that y'all work here in this place with all these books and all these resources around you and so many minds and thoughts and so much knowledge, like a large reach of knowledge around you. And y'all, I want to do is play poker or something all night. Y'all got no culture. And I remember I was just like, well, you better take the, you just taking the words right out my mouth, because I wish I had access to that. I wish I had a security guard that would just let me into the Library of Congress in the middle of the night and with my little coffee or whatever. And I could just come in and, all right, you know, you just go say whatever you want now. Well, they go play cards upstairs with security, and I just go wander through my books, whether it's for work purposes, personal purposes, or leisure. Man, yeah, they didn't know how good they had it, because some people don't know just how much gems is in a book. So I'm going to always read, you know, but that's what they're doing. You know, you know something. It's like doctors that be in the ER, they see a lot. You know, you be in healthcare, you see a lot. And then they be wondering why healthcare people run home talking about, don't do this, I don't know that. That's not good for you. It ain't supposed to be that they scaring you to death and all that time. But they, I mean, come on. I mean, who sees the worst case scenarios other than the people that got to bring them in and take care of them? And God bless them, as long as they're good ones. And so on that note, you guys, I love you. I'll be back soon with another thought. But I did have to drop this one for you all, because it's important. You know, there's a lot of things talked about in the movie, missing people. I could spend the movie around the different ways, but they really wanted everybody to know about the food and things and chemicals and just even grape drink they was talking about. So grape drink was supposed to be significant about drink. And they could have said orange soda, but for sips, they said grape drink. People like grape juice. People like grape soda. People like cran grape. You know, we love the cran pomegranate. For some reason, they just said cran grape drink. It could just be Welch's they's talking about. It could just be that they're just simply referring to drinks. But the point is, food, drinks, and things that you use as far as beauty products to make you feel pretty. And just because they said perm don't mean they got to stop at perm. It could be your eyelash glue. It could be, you know, just what I'm trying to say. You know, ain't no telling. Okay. It could all be a conspiracy like everybody claims. But at the end of the day, we all know that conspiracy theorists have been being proven to be right so far. Not all of us, because some of them was nutty and they lost their minds. But those of us that was all right now. So on that note, you guys, love you. Mwah. Stay safe. Stay blessed. And I'll see you all next time here on Who's on the Lord's Side.